Geraldine MacDonald is my name.
And where are you from?
I'm from Finglas in Dublin.
Now, you've a stand here in the exhibition hall, and it's Parish of the Travelling People. Tell me a little bit about that.
It's the Parish of the Travelling People, and we're based in Dublin, and we work with the travelling community. And we have an initiative at the moment which is called Travelling Towards Inclusion, to get travellers more involved in their own local parish as well, and the other way around as well, for local parishes to be more open and welcoming to travellers as well.
And what made you decide to get involved in this?
We got involved in this because we've got all different things on our stand. We're promoting traveller education, traveller inclusion as well, and also we are promoting traveller enterprises as well. And we also have some traveller history going on. We have an old traveller wagon outside in the Simmons Court. So it's showing a little bit of travellers from history and right up to the present day. And we have a tinsmith as well who has been doing demonstrations, and he's been making all these lovely buckets that you can see. So we have a tinsmith, and he's getting a lot of interest as well. He's been doing demonstrations, and people have been standing there looking at him making something from scratch.
They look incredible. I mean, these are the most beautiful, ornate buckets. Now, I would have never realised that that sort of craft was still going on in Ireland. What made you get involved in the organisation, or in the Parish of the Travelling People?
In the Parish of the Travelling People. I've been working in the Parish of the Travelling People for 10 years. And I'm a traveller myself, and I absolutely love working with travellers as well. And you learn something new. Even though I'm a traveller, you learn something new every single day, because all travellers are different at the end of the day, even though we have a shared history and culture as well, and we've our own ethnic identity. But travellers are all different, so I absolutely love working with travellers, even though I'm a traveller myself.
And is it challenging, the work?
It is challenging, because, I mean, in all walks of life there's discrimination out there, so it's challenging when you see that, you know, that kind of way. So it can be very challenging, but it can also be very, very rewarding as well.
So are you enjoying the experience here during the Congress? Is it what you expected?
I'm absolutely loving the experience. I love meeting the people. There's a lot of people from abroad as well. Today we met some Native Americans as well, so we're meeting loads of people, different cultures as well. I absolutely love meeting all the different people.
Now, can I ask, and it might be a little bit of a cheeky question, do you watch My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding, and what do you think of it?
I don't watch. I've seen it because I've heard all the talk about it, so I watched it. I don't like it. I think it's looking for the sensational story. It's looking for the big, huge dresses, which does not represent travellers at all. It doesn't represent Irish travellers. It's only a minority of travellers that's representing. And it's like I said, it's just sensationalising. It's looking for the story that sells. And travellers, there's a lot more to travellers than the Big Fat Gypsy Wedding is portraying. So it's not balanced at all. I don't think it's shown travellers in a very positive light at all. And people think the travellers have loads of money from watching this programme, and think that there's nothing else about, it's just about the big dresses and the big fancy weddings. It's not all about that for travellers at all. Travellers have a wonderful culture, and that story should be told. But that story is not going to sell, so the television makers don't want to see that at all.
And how important is your faith to you?
My faith is very important to me. Our travellers' faith would be well up there as important as family. The two main pillars in travellers' life are faith and family. Traveller faith, my faith is very important to me. And I got that from my parents, from my mother and father. My mother has a very, very strong faith. So it's been passed down to us, and I'm trying to pass it down to my children. It's very important for us to have our children baptised very early on. Like, my children have been baptised within 2 weeks. So within 2 weeks, most traveller children... it could be 4 or 5 weeks, but I've had mine baptised at 2 weeks. And also Holy Communion, the sacraments are very, very important. Holy Communion, confirmation, most traveller weddings, like the majority of traveller weddings, would be performed in the church as well. So our faith is very, very important to us.
It's been a pleasure talking to you and learning about it, and I hope people are encouraged to find out a bit more about what you do. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.